Blog Talk Radio.
Pandora Rose. Hello, can anybody hear me now? Well, sorry, you're not paying for this show. I am still trying to figure out how to hear everybody else. So I am having a technical difficulty at the moment.
I'm having trouble connecting, honey, so I need to go. Oh, okay.
Blogtalkradio.com/
Hello?
Hello, finally. What did you do?
Would we like to hit me now?
Very much so. Can I do that? Is that okay? Okay, how many listeners did we lose in 10 minutes of dead air?
Okay. Okay, technical difficulty averted. This time it'll just depend on you, though.
Okay, at least it wasn't my fault. You had me really worried. Okay, let us move right along. Okay, I completely did not hear anything that you said. Did you do your introduction?
Let me do it again. This is My Little Pony Talk. It is May 15th, and you're a little alley cat, and you're my new co-host, which I'm so glad for. And I don't know if I've actually killed the show, but hey, let's try to continue on here.
Hey, look at it this way. Last week you made it through, what, 39 minutes and 50 seconds without me? What's 7 minutes? Okay, So, are we ready to just move along and get to our exciting itinerary tonight?
Let's just move along.
Works for me. Okay, everybody, we have Must Be Jewel here tonight, who, if anyone is not aware, is the host of the annual Maryland Pony Meet. It, as far as I know, is the largest pony meet in the United States outside of the actual convention that's in Las Vegas. So we're really, really excited to have her here. I have had the honor of going to the pony meet every year for the last few years. This will be year number 4 for me tomorrow. And Jewel is going to come on and answer some really interesting questions for us, and then we're going to open up the lines for everybody else to come and talk to her and ask her questions as well. So let's hope we can get Jewel on the phone easier than we got me on the phone. That's your cue.
Okay.
All right. Jewel? Hi, guys.
Jewel, yay. Yay, it works. Okay. So welcome to the show. I'm so glad that we're all here.
It's great to be here.
All right. Let's start right into it. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been collecting, and what got you started?
All right. Well, my name is Jewel. I'm 22, and I've been collecting since I can remember. I was one of those kids who was born, you know, given secondhand ponies and that kind of thing. I'm a film major in college, and I live in Maryland, obviously. And so once I had them as a kid, you know, it sort of just never really wore off.
Yeah, I wish I knew what that was like, but I can tell you that my daughter does. She's the one that got me into collecting.
Yeah, I love Sienna. She's so cute.
Amy, honey, it's your turn.
Yes, I was giving a pause, just in case you have anything else.
There's the difference between pause and dead air.
Okay, so, bad night again. So, Jewel, what are your favorite items or ponies in your collection?
Well, the ones I treasure the most are really the ones that I had as a kid. I mean, as, you know, gross and manky and unfortunately abused as they really are my favorites if I had to decide. I do have this big sweetheart sister pony that was in the 1986 commercial that was on the air. And so that's an actual 3-foot-tall prop. And that would have to be up there, too, in my list of favorites.
Which I have to say is an amazing thing if you ever get to see it in person. It is the actual prop that was used in the advertisements and the commercials, and it's just beautiful. So what made you decide to host your first pony meet, and what year was that? That's a huge undertaking.
You know, it was about 2002. I think I had been active on the boards for a little while, and I started to hear about pony meets. And I, you know, it was just sort of the thing where I woke up one day and just decided to do it. And I never really thought about what it would grow into. I didn't think it would be anything bigger than, you know, a couple of people just hanging out, but it really has turned into quite something.
Yeah, it really has. It's been really awesome, too.
So I need to know, what was the hardest part about getting it first started?
I think it would have to be sort of inspiring trust between the other collectors. I mean, you know, your first pony meet, if someone's never hosted, you're going to be a little sketched out about going out to meet them somewhere, some strange internet pony collector that you've never seen before. And so it was sort of just finding those few brave people who came out here first and then getting it going from there. That was really the hardest thing about it.
So, you know, I think, like, I would definitely be worried, you know, after having everybody at the house that, you know, those safety issues like you were talking about, but also just the, gosh, you know, are they gonna find my house? I mean, you have an amazing house, and you need like a GPS system to get to it. But so I think that was
true.
Really, really brave of you to have it at your house. So you know, kudos for that. Tell us about that first meet. Like, you know, so you go through all this to have that first meet, and people show up. So what was that first year like?
Very exciting. I was actually 16 at the time, which I don't think I told anybody, but I was 16, and I had 3 other collectors come from the area. I think it was Prime Effect, who hasn't been around Sweetie Baby Fizzy on the Trading Post, and also Windsilver from the Trading Post, and it was just the four of us hanging out and just, you know, talking ponies, watching some commercials, doing some trading, and just having a good time.
Yeah, four people. It's like a sleepover, sort of like what you have right now.
I've actually got about seven people under my feet right now downstairs. I'm not quite sure what they're up to, but I'm hoping it's nothing terrible.
Okay,
they're listening in, so I'll say hi to them, too.
So that brings us into the next question. What are your fears and concerns about the meat?
She didn't just answer that or anything.
Well, I can elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah.
My biggest concern is safety. I mean, I make that my top priority every single time I host an event, is that people are happy, they're comfortable, and they're safe as much as I can assure that. I do sort of like a mini survey that I send out to people, you know, what's your name, where are you from, do you have feedback, you know, just the sort of, it's along that confidence line, you know, to make people more comfortable with each other, and they've met other people, they come from here, they can tell about themselves, you know, and so I know a bit about the people who are here, and aside, we've never had a problem with security, ever. I run around like a chicken without a head during these meets, and I leave stuff everywhere. I'll leave a Minton card this or that over here, a Brazilian that, and it's always where I leave it. I never have a problem. You know, no one has ever had a problem of locating something that they've, you know, misplaced like I do constantly. So aside security, it's really just that people have a good time. That's all it's about, is just to be around people and to see pony collectors face-to-face and just have that experience of that interaction, not on the Internet.
You know, I have to definitely reiterate the security that you have at your meet and the safety, just the camaraderie with the pony people. One year I brought the Minton card jewelry babies, and they were just out on the table, and everybody could pick them up and look at them and do whatnot. We had over 30 people there that day, and we were there all day, and they went home with me. They never budged. So the security and the safety and all that, you know, you really do have a really great environment like that. You know, if you can bring something, you know, that would be very easy to just take and very wanted, and I never once had to really think about it. So that was
right, and year after year it sort of builds up because you get to know the people who are there, you know, you get to be friends with them, and so it, you know, we form a little family over time. We're always willing to welcome new people in, and that's one of the best things about it, is you can come to your first meet and you'll feel like you've been there the whole time.
Oh,
people,
yeah,
are very,
definitely,
very welcoming and very friendly, and I really love that about it.
So you would say that's probably one of your favorite things about hosting a pony meet then. What would be some of the other ones?
Some of the other favorite things about hosting?
Yeah, you know, what are some of the things you really look forward to and favorite things about hosting a pony meet? You've been doing it now for, what's this, year seven?
I've lost count. I guess, it would be year seven if it's 2002. I mean, my math skills are pretty notorious, as in they're notorious as bad, but I think I can count that much. I love meeting the new people. I love new faces and getting to know, you know, just new pony friends. It's just exciting. It's someone, you know, we've got two new people actually who are downstairs right now who have traveled from a distance, and it's been great getting to know them and sort of welcoming them into the Maryland Meet family, so to speak, and just to be able to see people who I don't get to see that often because they're so far away. That's really another great thing about it. Just getting together people who have a common interest. It's always a fun time.
Yeah, it really does sound like a lot of fun. But, I mean, you have to tell us, what are some of the unpredictable things that have happened?
Well, every year, you know, anything could happen, I guess. I was talking to some of the people earlier today, and I was trying to figure out, you know, what's our best unpredictable moment? Because we plan pretty well for all, you know, sort of contingency plans of what might happen. But one thing we did not plan on was the strength of our attendees in terms of the pinata. Pinatas are built for kids. We're a little bit stronger than kids, and we didn't quite anticipate that, I guess. We used a broomstick one year trying to bash the pinata, and I fill it with, like, I don't fill it with candy, really. I fill it with pony items from all generations, and so it's pretty hard and compact. It's a little hard to, you know, to start whacking parts off of it, and one of the boyfriends of one of the attendees wanted to take a swing at it, and he missed. and he hit the house. And the broomstick, the broomstick broke in half. And I think it was right then that we started the tradition of everybody taking a piece of the pinata and pulling.
Yes,
you know, sort
I was
of
there
the
that
same
year.
Time.
That I was there.
And then
that
it just
was...
kind of it explodes. Stuff flies everywhere. Everyone loves it. You know. So when all else fails and we, you know, break pinata strings and pinata bashing implements, we just go for the sort of vultures descend upon it and tear it apart.
We really need to get that on video because it is very much like a feeding frenzy. I mean, you're talking about Laffy Taffy and everybody's got to get it, you know. It's really hysterical to see 30 people make a mad dash and crush kids in the process. So,
well, the kids are pretty good because the kids can, you know, dive down first.
Yeah.
They're already low to the ground. They've got that advantage. So,
yeah, they're,
you know,
they're going between legs there. It's fun.
They're low to the ground. They've got that ability. They're just lower to the ground, you know.
Yeah, that's
a pinata is always a highlight.
Yeah.
One way or another, it's always a highlight.
When's it going to be the mascot, you know? So, I don't think, really, you know, we talk about all the fun and the games. I don't think many people are aware of how much work goes into hosting a really successful annual pony meet. I mean, it's like a labor of love. You're doing this for, like, forever. How long
Absolutely.
Do you prepare ahead?
I usually start preparing about 6 months in advance because I want to make a date, you know, with enough time. I have people who fly in and people who make those sort of travel plans that the more time they have, you know, plane tickets go up every day, so the more time they have to prepare and to, you know, book their airfare, the better. And so I start around late October, probably, getting a date nailed down, and then, you know, each month has different goals to be met. One month we choose a mascot, 1 month we do the games, 1 month we assign food, because everyone sort of brings food for sort of a potluck kind of thing. But it is a labor of love, absolutely. There's a great deal of cost that goes into it, but I think it's absolutely worth it for as much as everyone gets out of it. And it's something that I love to do, I'm honored to do it, and I will be doing it as long as I can.
That's awesome. And, you know, one of the things I think has helped you is having your event staff. I've never seen that at another pony meet, where you actually have your friends showing up with T-shirts, black T-shirts with white letters that say event staff, that help you with everything from the food to manning tables, and that's just neat. That's just really neat.
I don't know how they put up with me, but they're some pretty special people, I will tell you that much. They are my nearest and dearest friends who, you know, despite the ponies, despite whatever other quirks I have stuck by me and really helped me to, you know, to do something that's really pretty eccentric and pretty not well known to, you know, your everyday college kids, I guess. But I could not do it without them. They're absolutely a fantastic support.
Okay, but I have to ask, how did you get your non-pony friends to do it?
Well, there's a really special method I have. Some people call it bribing, but I usually call it, like, you know, you help with pony meat, I'll feed you for the day kind of thing. I mean,
that's all?
Because most college kids, I mean, we can be bought with pizza and soda. It's really a pretty good currency.
Wow.
So
if
you know,
I'm in
mean,
my lawn mode, I just got to go get some college kids and give them pizza?
Oh, yeah. I can totally hook you up.
Okay, so that's, like, a lot better than what I would do. I'd probably just grab some rope and start lassoing people.
Well, I felt like I've had to some years, especially some of them. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that's who your true friends are the people who are there for you with stuff like that. And then you repay the favors. It's just the way, you know, the way things go. And I try to be there for them as much as I can, and they help me with pony meat. Somehow that all works out.
We need to pause for laughing.
The pizza helps, though.
Are we done? Okay, great. Okay, well, every year your meat just gets bigger and bigger. I think it's like becoming its own algebraic equation now, that it's quadrupling, it seems. Do you ever think you're going to have to stop hosting the meat because of its size or the cost issues? I mean, it's really taking on a huge life of its own.
Well, I hope I'll never have to stop it. It's pretty much a year-by-year basis. You know, we see what the situation's like, and we'll make changes as we need to. If we need to move to a nearby location to rent out and make it a bigger thing, then that's what we'll do. A lot of people really like it to be a smaller meet. I sent out a survey earlier this year to some meet attendees from the past, and I asked them, do you want this to turn into a convention, or do you want this to stay the way it is? And they really like it the way it is. So as long as the weather holds out, I guess, which we're still hoping on for tomorrow, and that kind of thing, I don't see why we wouldn't keep doing it.
Well, the weather's looking a little bleak, but we're all going to get to know each other very closely.
We have contingency plans. We've got lots of alternatives here, so I think we'll be just fine. We're hoping so.
I think you kind of did actually answer our next question.
Well, we could get to the next one.
Yes, I think I will. What advice would you give to any collectors that are thinking about hosting a pony meet?
My first impulse is to say, just do it. Just go out and get it started and get some people together. There's always, you know, meet veterans like me who I've had a lot of people, you know, email me and private message me in the past asking, how do I get started? What do I do? What kind of activities? I might be making some of that, you know, public on my new site once I get it up of, you know, how do you start a pony meet and that kind of thing. But really just get out there and meet people. Find people in your area and maybe meet them for lunch one day, get to know them. And if you're feeling good about it, just go host a meet. And always have safety in mind. I mean, that's probably one of my most important priorities, as I've said, is, you know, just do it in a way that as much ensures safety as you can. You can't account for everything that's going to happen.
The New York, the one that was up in New York or Coney Island or something like that a few years back, didn't they actually have it, like, in a more public venue, like, so that nobody would feel necessarily really threatened? You'd all meet in, like, a public, I wouldn't say a party place, but like a place where you could have barbecues or stuff like that right by the beach. And they did their pony meet in a location where they all felt much more comfortable, and then they could move to somebody's house the following year. So you could always set things up with the trading post and, you know, just talking to people that way and finding a public venue that is
right.
Free to set it up. You don't have to necessarily have it at your own house.
Absolutely.
Joel is just crazy.
Yeah, we know that, though. We know that. That was the New Jersey meet, actually, which was hosted by Car Red Roses from the Trading Post.
See, I knew
and,
it was
and other message
there.
Boards. They went to the beach for the day. So they were at the beach. They were, I think, at a park was where they held the actual meet. And there are so many opportunities, you know, of places that you can get together and do things. It doesn't have to be at one person's house. It doesn't have to be, you know, out in, you know, I don't know, the middle of nowhere, but there's a lot of places you can just meet in the middle and get a lot of ideas that way.
So I guess that brings us really to our last question before we want to open it up and see if anybody wants to call in and ask you some questions, which would be, what advice would you give to somebody going to their very first pony meet? I mean, I think they'd be very unsure about a lot of things, either what to expect or how to behave or whatever. So you're a veteran. Tell them what you like to see and what they can look forward to.
Well, I would say go in with an open mind and just go be ready to meet new friends. Just be open to people. There are going to be a lot of people who are going to run up to you and say, oh, I'm so-and-so. I mean, I probably scared a couple people at the fair last year doing that because I just get really excited about meeting new people. So be receptive to that. Be warm and be ready to just be involved and engage in whatever's going on. And if you don't want to, that's cool. But, you know, just be ready for just about anything because pony people can be a species unto themselves.
So I don't need to bring mace to pony meets. You're saying that's probably not necessary.
Probably, unless, I mean, you know, they've got like 50 guard dogs sitting outside and you're worried about getting to the door. I really wouldn't, you know, I mean, I've got Cocker Spaniels. I don't think anyone's worried. but I have, the pony people I've met over the years have been some of the most wonderful people I've ever met. And I say that with absolute honesty, that they're some of the best friends that I have. And overall, I have a very high opinion of my fellow collectors. But if people are wondering, you know, what to bring to a first meet, that kind of thing, ask the host, or ask other people who are going, or ask people who have been to pony meets before to sort of get an idea of what goes on.
Right, because every pony meet has some slight variations of some of the other ones. So, and it also depends on size and place. So, well, you've been awesome answering our questions. So now we're going to turn it over to Pandora Rose and hope that she can get some people in queue. Do we have anybody who wants to come and ask questions?
I might. We might. But, you know, first we've got to do one thing first. We've got to actually strap you down to the chair of truth, which means you've got to answer every question that's asked of you.
Oh, that's just
okay.
Wrong. Okay. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I'll play along. Are you comfortable, Joel? Would you like fur lined
strap? Well, if I have to answer, can I answer with, like, you know, sparkles? Or yes? Or
there is no Fifth Amendment
or
in the pony
baby.
World. You're stuck.
No, there is no Fifth Amendment, but of course we do have to kind of set some ground rules. Questions have to be at least the highest rating would be PG. So we got to keep
okay.
that in mind. And
right, let's keep it appropriate to
yes.
to pony meets and pony stuff that you would want to ask Joel. Let's not really go someplace that isn't appropriate.
Yes,
that wouldn't be fun.
No, that
especially since,
be,
you know, there could be kids listening tonight, and we really don't want to do anything that would be offensive.
No, definitely not. And because you do have a limited amount of time, we do kind of want to limit the questions to maybe 1 to 2 per person. So
that means
yeah.
I have to stop asking questions. Damn.
What was that about PG, Danielle?
Water being held back by large concrete structures.
Oh, you mean just like the dam I'll be near when I'm in Vegas. Is that right? Is that the
oh,
that
you
one?
You have to take pictures of it. Yes, please. Are there
yeah,
any lines
one.
Lighting up by any chance?
Yes, there are, but let me bring out the chair. Okay, here's the chair. Wait. I forgot to... Sorry, let me throw this hat away. That was from the guy I was interrogating to try and get free tickets to the next Twilight movie. Yeah. He ran away. Never did give me those tickets, but okay, let's start strapping you in here.
Is that Velcro?
I think we have a question in the chat.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay, that's a really bad sound effect. Yes, that was supposed to be Velcro.
Okay, we got to get a new sound effect. Next.
I need to re-record it.
Well, I can hand you off to some of the people downstairs. I'm sure they'd love to talk to you.
Well,
okay.
Unless... I'm still waiting. I'm looking in the chat line. We have somebody who does have a question. Okay, here we go. Handsome Awkward would like to know, what's the biggest disaster that ever happened at a meet you've hosted?
Biggest disaster? We don't really have many disasters around here. We have a couple of people who get lost who, you know, end up getting here a little bit late. We have the broomstick incident. I mean, aside that, nothing's really gone catastrophically wrong in the past. Nothing that really comes to mind aside, you know, spilling this or that or, you know, maybe breaking a few things, but really nothing else.
You've been really, really fortunate. Our pony people are really, really nice, one or the other.
Yeah, well, don't jinx me. It's still tomorrow.
No, you are covered by the pony gods. You are safe.
Oh, let's hope so. No, I know.
Yeah. Oh, we do actually have one caller on the line, so I'm just going to bring them in. Just do us one favor. If you've got the show on speaker, turn it down because there is a one-minute delay and it will kind of screw things up. And also give us your username from either the arena or TP, any place. That way we know how to call you, what to say to you, rather than, hey, you. So.
Other meters downstairs? We would like to let everybody in the chat room know that we are not raiding the fridge. And we wanted to know what Joel wanted for dinner.
Oh,
well, that was good. You guys started talking just before I unmuted you all.
I didn't hear.
I'm going to let everybody in
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question?
They would like to know what's for dinner.
I knew I shouldn't have left them alone. Never leave the pony people alone.
No, never leave us alone.
I thought you were in the same room with them.
No, we're not there. I just went and found them because I suspected some mischief afoot. But I've closed myself off from the pony people while I've been talking to you.
And they've gone. They've left. They have run away.
Do we have any other people on the line?
Well, I do. I don't know if they want to talk.
Well, we could try queuing them in to find out.
Guys, if you don't want to talk, let's
actually. This would actually be the one girl who actually got me into collecting, and her husband, and probably her baby's probably screaming someplace in the background.
It's a family affair.
Yes, it is. So let me bring them on. Hello? Hello?
Amy?
Amy, yes, hey.
Pandora?
Yes.
Yeah, the husband's somewhere else in the apartment right now. I have no questions. I'm just, like, listening but not really kind of grasping it because, of course, I'm so out of the loop. It's been, like, years, I think, since I've actually gone to any of the websites or, you know. So I have no idea.
And that would be the little dragon.
All right, could we translate that, please? The baby would like to know, are there any cute toddlers coming tomorrow?
Can you repeat that?
The baby would like to know if there's any cute toddlers coming tomorrow.
Oh, there will be, well, she's not really a toddler, she's five, but she was a toddler yesterday, I swear. There are going to be a couple kids this year, which is our first year having, you know, multiple kids. It's usually just little alley cats, girl. But I've got three step nieces who have pretty much become my little disciples, and they're coming to their first pony meet. And we have a few other kids coming for their first time too.
Well, that's really fun.
Where's
I think we're having a volume problem with our caller.
I think you need to Sarah, I think you need to take it off the speakerphone.
I don't know how to do that. Off the speakerphone to ask.
Oh. Yeah, that's possible. yeah, keep laughing.
Well, you know, poor Jewel here, I don't know how much more time she has, but hopefully you do have a question for her.
I was wondering where the pony meet was.
It's Jewel.
What?
Yeah.
Is that a human?
Yes, that's a baby, but the baby is starting to hurt the ears
baby.
Of the listeners. So try to keep the baby at least a certain distance from the mouthpiece so we can sing.
I thought it was one of the callers. And
he
I
is
thought,
a distance from the mouthpiece.
One making children cry?
Yeah.
No, he's jealous of the phone.
Yeah. He gets jealous of a lot of things.
So the meet, Jewel, I guess they want to know the meet. The meet is in Maryland. Were you wanting to know more specifically?
Well, if it's in Maryland, then there's no way I can make it there.
Why not?
Isn't it tomorrow?
Yes.
Wait, tomorrow?
I don't know.
When is
it?
It will be next year too. Probably tomorrow next year.
It'll be tomorrow next year.
Okay, I'm gonna put you guys back on mute so we can continue on.
Uh-huh.
So I will talk with you guys later, but you guys will still be listening in.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
You having fun with this?
I guess.
Okay, we do have another question from the board. Handsome Awkward also would like to know if the meet is always around the same time every year.
Yes, we try to make it around the same time, which is right after college finals end, thank God. And usually just around before that time, the people really start going on vacations and that kind of stuff. It seems to be a good time to catch people.
Yes, and I have to say, you almost timed it perfectly. I have a math final on Tuesday, and if I fail, I'm blaming ponies.
But you're not blaming me.
No, of course not. Not you. No, you're a friend. I'm blaming ponies.
No, just blame the ponies. Just blame the cute ponies. Yes.
I'll bring school time with me, and I'll be golden.
All right.
Baby abacus. There you go. It's a math. It's
oh,
a math final.
There you go, baby abacus. That would be perfect.
See, I'm so glad that we got this cleared up.
Just remember to tell her to give you the answers. You've got to remember that.
So it looks like I'm not seeing any other questions. I think we're probably going to have to wrap it up so Jewel can actually host the pre-hosting of her pony meet, since she actually has people who flew in from other states. At previous meets, we've had people, or I've seen people come down from really far away. We've had people drive from Kentucky and fly and drive from New York, and I think even from Canada. So she is really gracious to actually have people spend the night at her house the night before and the night of, so they don't have to do that crazy traveling all in one day. So she definitely has to go and actually be a host right now. So if anybody else has any questions, now would be a really great time to let us know so that we could get her on her merry way before the people wreck her refrigerator.
And I would like to clarify, because there is some confusion with that and has been in the past, that the meet doesn't span 3 days. It's not, right now it's not the pony meet. It's people who are traveling from Michigan, from, you know, southern Virginia, from far away, who, you know, can't make a six-hour trip, you know, both ways in one day. So it's really for their convenience and for their safety. It's not, you know, an overlap of
right.
the meet. I've had
yeah,
some people
a
ask
very...
that before. So.
Very important thing I think that you've always been very clear about was just because the people are there, anything they bring is basically sealed up. Pony trading, pony buying, all that doesn't happen till the next day, which so nobody ever feels like, wow, you know, I totally missed all the good stuff because these
right,
people
that
spent
would be,
the night. So,
yeah, that would be totally unfair, and we want to give everyone the best opportunity they can to, you know, to get here and see everything.
Well, that's really cool.
Okay, Aristel Nico... or Neko, I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, wants to know what the weirdest thing was that happened at a meet. And Cotton Candy would like to know what kind of events you have at the meet, which I think
okay,
someone
well,
already
I,
touched on.
Well, I think of the weirdest thing, because there are a couple things that come to mind, I think. The kind of events that we do, one is that we have a scooter race every year, which are the scooters that originally came with the ponies, not the remote control ones, that's cheating. They're the ones that you just wind up and let go, and we do them in heats, and then we pick our first, second, and third place winners. And, sorry, the food just got here. No, take it in there. Thank you. And things are a little crazy around here right now. We have that. We have coloring contests, custom contests. The theme changes every year. We've had pirates. We've had I Don't Want to Be Me, which is making a pony into any animal other than, you know, an equine sort of animal, into a cat, a turtle, a pig, that sort of thing. What else do we do?
Well, would any of these qualify also as the weirdest thing to happen at a meet? Does it all kind of blend together? Is the whole meet essentially weird in of itself? So it's very hard to really pick a weird thing.
I think that depends who you ask. I mean, you know, I have a new non-pony staff person this year, and I'm sure she's going to be completely freaked out, but the rest of us is just a walk in the park.
I think we should have a competition that should be like a new event, that whoever can find the non-pony event staff person first wins a prize.
Oh, that's
unbelievable.
Without
no,
any
no.
Without going up and saying, hey, are you it? You got to kind of like find context clues.
Oh, but the most fun thing we've done, the strangest most fun thing, is if we order out pizza one night and the pizza guy comes, we all answer the door holding our ponies. And then we ask the pizza man if they brought enough for our ponies, too. And that always gets a really a really interesting reaction depending on who it is. But,
That was definitely weird, Jewel. I think that would definitely classify as weird. Thank you so much.
Oh, you know,
so
scaring
much.
The neighbors, I think it's all just in good fun.
Oh, well, wow.
We do thank you for being on the show and dealing with my stupidity.
Well, it's been fun. You guys are doing a great job. I know you're just starting out. There's a lot of technical stuff that I know I don't understand. But, you know, you're working through it, and I think it's going to be a really cool weekly thing.
Yeah, we have some really, really great things lined up and really high hopes for being able to actually learn how to work technology. And you know, you really gave us a great start to our first full official show minus 7 minutes. And we're really, really, really grateful. And I can't wait to see you tomorrow and really get to, you know, get so excited just talking about all of this. So, again, you know, thank you so much for coming on here and being patient and being, you know, so descriptive about and great about all the questions.
Well, it's been really fun. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Right,
I'll see you tomorrow. Take care, guys.
Yes, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, that didn't go too terribly bad. What do you think?
Except for the fact that, would you like to know what my technical difficulty was?
Sure. What was the technical difficulty?
I have a slight cold, and I needed to sneeze just as our theme song started. So I muted my cell phone. And I forgot to take it off of mute.
So for 7 minutes, you were on mute, and nobody heard you?
Right.
Oh, well, gesundheit.
So I had this whole speech, and I actually did the entire speech while on mute. So,
well, you know, and we thought we had it so well planned. We were so prepared.
Yeah, I just need to take my earpiece out and just go to another room and sneeze.
Are you saying you need to sneeze now?
Nope, nothing.
Well, this is good. Oh, hey, newsflash, this just in from Ponyland. Posey says the azaleas are in full bloom and they're having a garden party tomorrow.
Oh, that is already so good.
I hope you have cupcakes.
Yes, we actually have a news feed to Ponyland, yes.
Yes, we
put that in a couple of days ago, and thankfully that actually works.
So much for impromptu. Thanks for letting them in on it. You know, you could have been more official about it. Well, thank you for that live update, little alley cat.
Well, we do thank you for it.
So, don't you have some commercials?
Actually, I do. So let's just take a quick little commercial break. If I've got some up here. Let's not take a commercial break right now.
No technical difficulties whatsoever.
Well, except for the host. But, yeah, I did do my entire speech. Would everyone like to hear my speech now?
No, don't give us a speech. But you know what would be really great is if you could give us a weather report.
Oh, would you like the weather?
Yes, I would like to know the weather because, you know, here tomorrow at the Maryland Pony Meet, we have like an 80% chance of thunderstorms. Not really making me feel very happy and bouncy, but I'm sure Ponyland is doing a heck of a lot better. So I want to know what the weather is like in Ponyland.
Hey, one quick moment. Now the machine is not working. I'm about to kick the weather machine.
We really need to update to that radar thingy with a little, you know, Doppler radar. That's it, Doppler radar. You know, once we get really enough listeners in, I think then we'll be able to upgrade to Doppler radar.
Yes, but, you know, unfortunately, Pinkie Pie keeps stealing it. I ordered it, I had it installed, and she stole it. I don't know why she stole it. She just decided to steal it.
Well, if we're not going to find the weather report anytime soon, we should probably see if there's any other meat things. Surely somebody out there has been to pony meets other than me and, of course, the people at Jewel's house right now. So if you have any interesting stories, then why don't you call in and tell us about them? Let's talk about them. I'm sure, like, I know I've been to quite a few pony meets, fortunately, around the country. And no two are ever the same. They always have their own little quirks and their own little games and their own little, you know, memorable things about them. And you obviously you get to meet different collectors when you're in different parts of the country. So if anybody is out there would like to talk about their experiences at pony meets, we would love to hear you. I think my first pony meet, it's really interesting, is that I have pictures of the first pony meet that we went to. It was when my daughter was 5, and we lived up in Washington State. So we're a military family, and we got to go to the pony meet in Washington State, and then we moved and we went to pony meets in pony meet in North Carolina, and then we got to come up here and go to pony meets up in Maryland. And each one has always been its own thing. The first one in Washington State, we actually had at a public venue like they did in New Jersey, but we didn't have a beach. And that was a completely different experience than when we went to the one in North Carolina where we had it at a person's home, much like Jewel's, but a little bit more intimate. So, you know, there's totally different environments and different types of games that can happen depending on your environment that you're having the pony meet in. And unfortunately, Panda Rose has not been to a pony meet yet, so I know she would like to hear about them too.
No, I have not been to any pony meets. I have not been to any conventions. And actually, I'm actually going to the convention next month, which will be my very, 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 very first one. And I'm actually excited about
that's
it.
That's going to be like pony overload. So you've never gone to a pony meet, which is more intimate, to kind of get the feel of having that many ponies in one place, to all of a sudden you're going to be with hundreds of collectors, thousands of people, and thousands of ponies.
Yeah, I'm going to be standing there going, oh, my God, what did I just do?
And yeah, that's like a pony meet, like a... extreme. That's just like, oh my gosh, that's going to be really mind-blowing for you. But we're hoping that we'll be able to do a special show for that, aren't we? For when you're at the pony meet, we're hoping that we'll be able to do a show for each night just for updates and seeing if you can get any people to come up and talk and talk about the pony meet, and maybe you can find some interesting, well-known names in the pony community that might give you a few minutes here or there. So, you know, I'm kind of jealous that you're getting to go.
Yeah, I am actually hoping to do a couple of shows, including our regular Friday night show from there. Of course, we'll have to actually adjust for the time because I will not be in my normal time zone. And so that will definitely be a challenge. Is also adjusting for the time change.
Yes, that is. Anytime, you know, even just a few hours can sometimes mess you up. You know, some of the interesting things, I think one of my favorite events, we were talking about events, and Jewel was talking about the kinds of events that she sets up, and a lot of that is, you know, you have, with Jewel having had hers so many years now, you start out with different activities, different games, and the ones that stick kind of follow over to the next year and the next year, and there are some games that you only see once, either because of the amount of cost involved or because of the disaster that might ensue from it. But sometimes those are the most memorable. And I know the one meet that I went to in Washington, they had a fantastic activity, which I would love to do again, but I think is beyond the realm of financial possibility. But she had, it was hosted by T. Jones, and she had a petite hunt, much like an Easter egg hunt, where she had gathered together a large quantity. I don't know exactly how many, but I would say maybe, you know, 30, 40 petites. I might be remembering it as more. And because we were at an outside venue, she actually went and hid these little petites all over the grounds and then unleashed the pony people onto the grounds to find the petites. And, of course,
there
was one special petite that had been chewed up by a dog, that if you found her very special petite, you got a special prize, which was just, I mean, again, it was another one of those things where you want to see a bunch of adult women completely lose themselves and just tear into the ground, you know, behind trees, on the floor, you know, going into bushes and going through mulch and, I mean, just everywhere in any place to find these little itty-bitty petites. And it was so fun. And, you know, it was just the bringing out the little kid in you. And I think a lot of the lore of the My Little Pony collecting is just all that innocent, fun, you know, little kid in you. And something like a pony petite hunt just, like, embodied, like, all the goodness of ponyism, you know, in that one moment. You know, my daughter was thrilled. She got to find some, and I got to find some. And just everybody, you know, just had a lot of fun. Unfortunately, now the petites are so ridiculously priced that I think it'd be very difficult to get 30 or 40 petites together without spending a couple hundred dollars. So that's like an example of, say, an activity that you might only get to see one time, like in this case because of financial reason. And I just feel very fortunate to have been able to do something like that, because that's just one of those memories that you get to have from specific pony meets. And I think every meet has that. You know, I haven't seen Llamacorn. I'm sorry, I haven't seen Llamacorn at other pony meets. So, you know, whenever I see Llamacorn when I'm going to the party store or wherever else, I think of Jewel, you know. And so nice little warm fuzzies that you get from these special events at pony meets.
Well, that really sounds like a lot of fun. I really wish there were a couple that were closer to me to be able to go and do without having to travel 6 hours.
Do you ever actually, when you see, you know, because we see a lot of that, you know, and I'm hoping that now that we're really getting into the pony meet season, you know, when the weather turns nice, the pony people come out to play, and everybody has a meet, and it seems like almost every weekend somebody is having a meet somewhere, whether it's three people getting together or 35, they're just happening all over the place. Even, you know, over in Europe, you start seeing the pony meets take off. And it would be really neat if we could get some of those people to come online or call in, if not tonight, obviously, as we're going along, and actually find out how these individual pony meets went, you know, what kinds of activities they did, some of the funny stories, you know, because there's always something. I mean, I was speaking to Jewel the other day, and we were talking about, you know, things that happen at a pony meet that you just never see coming. And there was a gal that, I can't remember the reason offhand, but she was downsizing her collection to a very small amount. She had come and she was selling a bunch of stuff, and by the end of the day, or she only had so much time left, she pretty much took all of her stuff, dumped it into the middle of the floor, and said, "Have at it, guys," and left. And again, it was another one of those, oh my gosh, did I just see what I just see dump on the floor? You got that momentary moment of shock, and then it's like, ah, dive, you know, and, you know, hair is flying and ponies are flying. And, you know, every meet, I don't care how little or how big it is, has that moment that just you'll never forget. Like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that happened, or wow, that was really, really special. And so, you know, I would love to be able to talk to people as these meets go on through the season to hear about some of those really great stories and those great activities.
I know there's actually one other one going on this weekend, in which the main focus of the meet is the, I'm not going to mention who it is, I never even talked to her, but the whole point of the meet was to have everyone go to her house and help her unpack her pony room.
You know what? Yeah, I did see that. And did you see the pictures of what they have to do? the huge mountain in the middle of the room is, oh my gosh, that's intimidating. I mean, they weren't necessarily in the most neatly stacked, you know, organized. I mean, you know, this poor girl, you know, having to do everything she has to do to get that pony room together, which is a massive undertaking. You know, all your stuff just kind of winds up in the middle so that nothing gets hurt, and it doesn't always wind up in the middle in the most organized way. And then she's going to say, okay, have at it, guys. Help me out with this. You know, it's just, that's, again, but that's like I don't recall hearing about that at a pony meet before, and I think that's going to be really fun to find out how that went. So
definitely.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, you know, do you, even though you haven't been able to go to any of the pony meets yet, do you actually read the threads and see what kinds of activities are planned? And obviously, I guess you do, because you knew about this one where she's going to be having people help her put the pony room together.
Yeah, I try once in a while to try and read the threads when I've got the time. My online time, half the time, is very limited. So mostly I will stick to what I already started reading. But if things catch my eyes, I mean, that one just caught my eye last week.
Right. Right, and there's the Michigan pony meet. Was it Michigan
yes,
or Wisconsin?
There's Michigan.
There's an I in there somewhere. But that's another meet that's coming up, and that looks like that's going to be a fairly good-sized one as well. So I'm looking forward to hear how that one went. And I know that there's a Washington pony meet now. I don't believe it's the same one. I think it's on the other side of the state. But that one gets a lot of people that I had met from the Washington meet I was at years ago travel now over to the one, I think it's in Spokane. So, you know, there's just so many neat ones coming up to talk about. I'm looking at the boards here at our open chat, and I'm noticing a lot of mentioning of White Elephant Gift Exchange. And that's something that we've done at meets before. And those are really fun. Those can be really fun. But we've done, and I've done this at two different meets, so this is not just to one meet, but definitely neat, no matter how many times you do it. And I'm hoping to talk Jewel into maybe including it into future Maryland pony meets, because they can be so exciting. As you know, White Elephant Gift Exchange would be something you see at maybe a business, you know, your work Christmas party. Everybody has to bring in a gift, say under $10, wrap it up, stick it under the tree. Every gift has a number, and then everybody else picks a number out of a hat, and then you get that gift. Well, you know, we all get excited and we all get jealous about the guy that got the really cool, you know, the really cool gift, and then you got the, you know, the big number one hand, you know, like, great, what am I going to do with this, you know? But with the pony meets, they took a slight little twist to the whole White Elephant Gift Exchange, whereas when you had to do the same thing. They suggested, okay, you know, bring in a pony gift or item. Try to keep it, you know, around $10-$15. You know, wrap it up so nobody knows what it is, and we'll number everything. And then everybody picks a number. Okay, fair enough. Seems simple. But rather than just let you go, I'm sorry, they don't number the ponies. You have to take a number. When you get the number, they go in order. So say you picked number one, you would be the first to be able to go up and pick a present or one of the ponies, the wrapped ponies. And then you would open it up in front of everybody, and let's say that you've gotten Baby Clipper. And, okay, great, yay, that's cool, you know, it's a mail order, sweet, you know. And then say I had number two, and I go up, and I say, you know, I don't know if I want to pick one of these mystery prizes. I think I'd rather have Baby Clipper, because I already know what that person has. So I could take Baby Clipper from you, and then you, in change, get to go and pick another mystery package. And then you open that up in front of everybody. And then number three goes, and number three then has the option of either taking Clipper from me or, say, Pinkie Pie from you, which now you're very mad at me because you got Pinkie Pie and I just took Clipper. Like, there's not 500,000 Pinkie Pies out there. And number three is laughing and trying to decide what to do next. And then this goes on and on. And the more people you have, you know, it gets to be really, really, really comical, very entertaining. You know, people, you know, undoubtedly are rolling on the floor all over the place. And then you have people like me that are just flat out mean and don't listen to the $10 or $15 rule. And when I went to one, the last one I went to, I stuck a baby Ruby in the mix, you know, where everybody else was sticking to the $10 or $15 rule. And Baby Ruby had at least 10 different owners by the end of the night. So that was really fun to see who Baby Ruby wound up going home with. But, you know, stuff like that. You know, I don't think you're going to see something like that at the big convention. But that can be one of the things that makes, you know, pony meets something that, you know, if you do get to go to the convention, don't say, oh, well, I've gone to the convention. I've seen the big convention. I don't need to go to these pony meets, because there's things that happen at pony meets that are just a whole nother level of experience that you're not going to get at the convention. The convention is fantastic. It's got a million and one things to do, but there's a whole nother personal involvement with the pony meets that, I mean, I don't think I could pick just one or the other. So you need to go to one. That is your assignment for the summer. You need to go to the convention, which you already are, but you need to find a pony meet to go to. And if you can't find a pony meet, you need to start one. That's right, everybody. You've heard it. Little Alley Cat has challenged Pandora Rose. She has an assignment for the summer by Labor Day.
Oh, gee, thanks for the short time span there.
Well, summer. I'm sorry, Labor Day. Memorial Day? No, Memorial Day is in May. Labor Day is in September. Hello. You got some time. You get me all worried about confusing my holidays.
Darn, here I thought I was going to get her to go to Columbus Day.
Columbus Day. Well, you know, actually, these are all like American holidays, aren't they? I mean, if we have any international listeners right now, they're probably like, huh? Columbus Day, Labor Day. Labor Day for other countries is a completely different month, and I think it means something completely different.
Yes.
Memorial Day. Sure. Whatever. So, yes, I think you can do that. I think you can manage to pull that off.
Okay. I will definitely give it a try.
Yes. And like I said, like Jewel was mentioning, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be 10 or 15 people. It could be three of you going out for lunch someplace and then wanting to go to, like, your nearest area where maybe you find ponies, you know, like a Target or a thrift store, and go for like a mini pony hunt together. You know, or just say, you know, and do a little gift exchange. You know, it doesn't have to be anything big. A pony meet, yeah, you know, like Jewel said, hers started, I think she said, with four people. And here we are 7 years later with, holy cow, how are we going to fit all those people into our house? But, you know, it's a really neat thing. And I have faith in you. I know you can do it.
Aww. Even though I'm silly and I can't seem to get the show to work right.
Well, I think you can work on that. That can be your other little thing to work on for the summer.
So.
All right. Well, you know what? I think now would be a fantastic time for a commercial.
So do I.
Rockin'.
So we will be right back after this really, really, really short commercial break.
Do you like sweets? Do you like the retro look? Then come on down to Satin Slippers Sweet Shop, where Scoops is scooping up so many of your favorite sweets on the corner of Rainbow Street and Honeysuckle Lane. This is your Ponyland weather update. Today's weather calls for sunny skies and just enough wind to get those kites up off the ground and flying. Not a rain cloud in the sky, just sun, sun, and more sun. So get out and enjoy that sun. Sunny Days Retirement Community offers our older ponies daily activities, good food, and of course our full-service salon. Call Miss Mimic at 877-SUNNY-DAYS. That's 877-SUNNY-DAYS.
Okay, and I know I am back, and I'm just going to give my co-hosts a couple more minutes, because that really was a very short commercial break. So it's very hard to get commercials done. So, oh wait, I do believe she is now back. Have you come back from taking and burying that person that I had in that chair before?
Yes, yes, it'll be a while before they find Jewel, but I think I left enough clues that they'll find her by tomorrow.
Well, I met the guy before that.
Oh, sorry, Jewel. I'll be right back.
No, the one that was supposed to give me them tickets and never did?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have to say, I am very, very relieved to hear that Ponyland weather is so nice and perfect for kite flying.
Yes. If only we can bring it back here for the pony meet.
Yes, that would be nice. I know that in addition to Jules' large house, she has a large backyard with lots of trees to get pony kites caught in. You could get them up, and then they could crash into the tree.
Oh.
And then we could climb the trees.
No,
that would be
like
fun.
Kelly Fox trees. I just used to eat his kites all the time. But that is another show. I'm probably not what I'm going to do.
Oh,
so we are still hoping for people to call in. Please. Even if you have a microphone and you're in the chat room.
And also, if you are just in the chat room, exactly, don't be bashful, because I'm spying on everything you're saying and hoping to make comments off it.
As well as to bribe you with some stuff.
And yes, just so you all know, I do plan to record that giggle. We're going to have our very own laugh track here at My Little Pony Time Talk. This just in from Ponyland. Pony shoes are all half price. Hurry down.
Oh my God, I better corral in the herd because I think I heard them stomping off. Oh dear.
That explains why I always have three instead of four pony shoes. Everything's half off, and they think that means they only need to buy half a pair. Darn ponies, they're not the most smartest people.
No.
I guess they're not people either, huh? Never mind.
No.
That sentence wasn't very intelligent either. Can I start that over?
Well, unfortunately, I don't have a rewind button or a re-record button.
Why not?
I don't know. I wish I did sometimes. I'd go back and unmute myself earlier today.
Just take 10 seconds here and listen to Amy laugh.
Okay, so I giggle a lot, okay?
We wouldn't, you know, half the show just wouldn't exist without your giggle.
Aww.
It's special. So what more could we possibly talk about with pony meets? I mean, there's just so much. It's such a great opportunity. I remember it's one of the biggest ways to get involved in the pony community. When I went to my first pony meet, it's such a exciting feeling to feel connected to other people that are specifically collecting ponies. You sometimes can feel really a little bit like an odd person, because you don't usually walk around and meet people who have 700 ponies in a room upstairs. So, you know, when you get to go to a pony meet and you hear there's all these other crazy people that have 700 or more ponies in their house or in their room or, you know, with them in their car, it's very much a bonding experience. But it also immediately makes you feel connected to the community as a whole. And I know, even though I had been collecting for years before I went to my first pony meet, I had been selling on eBay for years before I went to my first pony meet. I had even was lurking on the trading post, because back then the arena wasn't yet functioning. Once I went to that pony meet, I felt personally invested. I was like, wow, you know, these people know me. They're kind of like, they're talking about the stuff off the boards, and you automatically get more involved. And that goes into a whole nother level of collecting. You know, pony meets,
yeah,
they're so multifaceted. They serve so many purposes, really. Financially, they give you something to do with your money. So we keep the economy flowing. Yeah, emotionally, they make you feel connected to other people. psychologically, you no longer feel like you have to go to the therapist that week. So, again, financially it's saving you money, which you then can spend on ponies. Yes.
Well, see, I think it's very, very comforting just to brush their hair. Nice to get $70 from not having to go to see a psychiatrist. So, yes, definitely. I do believe it does save in medical bills.
Certainly. Unless, of course, you were at Jules Pony Meet a few years ago and there was a broken stick happening with the, I believe it was a field hockey stick. You know, with the, you know, then maybe you'll have medical bills. So, yes, sometimes, depending, you know, it's good to know ahead of time what kind of activities are going to be at that pony meet in case you do need to wear protective gear.
Okay, let's see. Where is my list of things to bring? Let's see. Helmet? Check. She said we don't need to bring the mace, right?
No, mace is really not good. You know, and it can make pony cymbals bleed. So you really got to think of another solution.
Okay, let me scratch.
But fortunately,
that.
I have never had a situation that makes you need to feel the desire or need for mace.
Well, now
I've seen some very unusual people at pony meets. You definitely get every spectrum of personality. I think one of the funniest ones was a pony meet I went to where the husbands came. You know, sometimes you'll see a husband or two show up, but at this particular pony meet, a whole bunch of husbands showed up. And I had actually dragged my own husband to this one, my poor husband. My husband is Mr. Military Man, he doesn't do any kind of, like, collecting or... he's into computers, but he's just not nerdy enough. You know, he just is not nerdy enough to kind of go over into, like, the Dungeons and Dragons realm or into any kind of collecting like we are that, you know. And so many times you have the husbands also have their own niche. You know, very often you'll meet, yeah, well, you know, we do My Little Pony, but he's got the Star Wars collection, you know. And so a lot of times there is a similarity there. So when I took my husband to this other pony meet, all the husbands were there playing Magic the Gathering. And my husband had no idea what that was. And so he was informed on several games like Magic the Gathering, and there were some other ones, which was just an event itself. I had never seen, like, any kind of tournament or gathering like that with those kinds of card games or fantasy role-playing in-person games. So... to
well,
have my husband experience that.
No, those can get interesting.
They can. You know, I wouldn't have minded sitting down and giving it a go. But, and you know, after being there a while, you know, it even became interesting for him. So he didn't necessarily want to go to the next meet. He did appreciate the experience.
Well, at least he found others there to kind of commingle with.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the guys were definitely, even the guys, and that's another thing. You know, we talk about how friendly and how comfortable you automatically feel with other pony collectors. And even the guys that were there, they weren't pony collectors. They'd never met my husband before, but they were all like, yeah, hey, sit down, you know, just like a bunch of guys getting together. And it might not have been anything he was familiar with or would have naturally had a desire to be involved with, but there certainly was no awkwardness on the level of, oh, yeah, you know, we got the guy here, the noob. Yeah, I don't want the noob on my side. You know, you take him. You know, there was nothing like that. It was a very, again, it's still a very open environment and friendly. Well, so,
but you do have to realize one thing. They are there. Probably their wives have dragged them there. So it's more along the lines of, let's just make the best of it.
Yeah.
And keep the wives happy.
And they did. And it was very interesting how the wives and girlfriends all trickled in through this one room for wallets, periodically. I was like, hi, honey, give me the wallet. Okay, bye, honey.
Oh, so
you want? Can I get you another drink, honey? Give me the wallet. And it was so funny how they kind of, some of the husbands, they very much got into like a, it was almost like a pass the salt kind of motion. You know, you're not even looking at the other person anymore, and they're not even looking at you. They just know, because it's happened so many times before, exactly where the salt's going to be. So the wife doesn't even have to look at the husband doesn't have to look at the wife, and the wallet has managed to exchange hands perfectly. So it was just, it became just this thing in itself. If he just stood at the doorway and watched the procession of people coming in and out for wallets, and here, honey, hold on to this, and I'll be right back, and I need the keys to the car, and just the whole thing, it was in itself a really entertaining moment. Well, several moments. It was great. I could have stood in that doorway all day. But, of course, I was only there to get a wallet, so you know, I'd get my wallet, and I'd go back out and do some more buying, selling, trading.
So. Oh, God, yes. Oh, boy. I just lost my train of thought.
That's shocking. Really?
I think Rainbow Dash stole the train. See, you gotta watch out for these G3s. I mean, they're just diabolical.
Well, you know, I think... I wonder, like, you know, that's something else I've seen in meets. You're seeing, I think when G3s first came out, you were seeing at meets, you were seeing a lot of G1s because
yeah.
That's really what was out there. And you'd see G2s, and people were just like, couldn't get rid of the G2s. Nobody wanted G2s. It was like, ugh, they're ugly, whatever. You'd find, like, the one person at a pony meet that really, really liked G2s, and everybody thought she was strange. Okay, pony people who collect My Little Ponies in large quantities, and so enthusiastically that they travel across the country think somebody's strange because she liked the G2s. Okay, that's just a little odd in itself. But, you know, G3s are out now, and there's only so much out there, and it's everybody's really excited about the G3s. And now, so many years have passed, it's like there's so many G3s right now that I think you get to the pony meets, and people are almost giving away the G3s, and now it's the G2s. Oh, my gosh, you have a G2. That's so expensive, and that's so rare, and I've been looking for that. And the G1s, again, a lot of people were trading away or selling or buying, you know, doing a lot of that with their G1s because they wanted to have money and make room for the G3s. And as a result, now the G1s are more in demand. And it's interesting. That's another thing you see at the pony meets is just this evolution. You know, you might see some of it on the board, but you really get like a little microcosm of the pony world when you go to a pony meet to actually see how things have changed over the years, you know. And even me, I mean, I've fallen into the same traps, and I'm going to go back to that meet and go, does anybody have that mint on card pony I sold last year? I really regretted it. I can have it back, please.
See, that's why I only sell double.
Yeah, but you know, it was. I had it loose, and I thought, oh, it's not that special to me. It was a actually, it's a Mitten Box Sunny Bunch, and it wasn't last year. Well, actually, it might have been last year. It was last year or a year before, and I sold my Mitten Box Sunny Bunch to a Fancy Pants to somebody at the Maryland Pony Meet. And at times, I was like, well, I have her loose, and she's, yeah, but I don't really, you know, whatever, da, da, da. And now I'm going, what the heck did I do? What was I thinking?
What pony crack was I on that day?
I think that's part, you know, that is something. You know, if you have to give advice to anybody at a pony meet, getting ready to go to their first pony meet, be careful of pony fever. Because it's, again, that feeding frenzy. I mean, it's like the New York Stock Exchange, okay? When she blows that whistle that says, okay, trading can now begin, I mean, it literally is the New York Stock Exchange. And if you don't have something to sell, all of a sudden you're finding something to sell. You've got to be in the frenzy. You've got to be in that mix. You know, your hands are in the air, and people are like, and I'll give you this, and oh, what do you want for that? And people are in your stuff, and you're in their stuff, and you're walking around holding on to three different things. You don't know who they belong to, but you want them. And next thing you know, you're selling things like your Mitten Box freaking Fancy Pants Bunny Bunch because you were caught up into the pony fever. So, yes, anybody, and some of you have probably gone through this before, if you're out there listening, have probably had this happen, beware. It's early in the season. Don't fall prey to pony fever. trade responsibly. So, I see some people talking about G4s. I wonder when we'll start seeing those show up at the meets.
Okay. Can I wait? Can we just go back 1 second?
Sure. Okay. Rewind. Please trade responsibly.
And pony friends, do not let pony friends trade with others.
No, that's wrong. Wrong.
Well, see, that was a negative ad. See, that's the bad ad. That's the ad that we don't want.
You know what I think it is? I think everybody is so busy getting ready for pony meets that they're speechless, and that's why they're not calling into the show.
Either that or I scared them away with my 7 minutes of
well, I do think it'll be helpful to get some of those technical difficulties down. And, you know, we'll get there. I don't mean to scare anybody off trading.
Me neither.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting because we are a minute ahead, if you will, of what they actually hear.
Yeah.
I'm seeing little comments come up of something I'd said before. I'm going, what are they? Oh, I'm sorry. Please don't be afraid.
And I'm looking down at my time, and basically the time on my computer says 9:26 p.m., and I'm looking at the switchboard, and it's saying we have 33 minutes remaining. Shouldn't that be 34? You know, I know I've been working with numbers all day long, and I hate math, and I love the calculator that's on my desk. But even I know that that is wrong. And I've updated the time on my computer, so it's right. So, yeah, we definitely do have a delay.
Yeah.
A minute and not because of me.
And we have that delay in our first show. It was a topic unto itself and very interesting. And, you know, I really expected Corpsey to call.
So did I. I'm amazed she didn't call.
Because I can guarantee she had to have been to a pony meet. I was counting on her gregarious nature to come on here and talk about pony meets.
And actually, she's going to one tomorrow.
See? She would have been perfect.
Yes. See, and of course, she just was online. And I don't even think she was online because actually it's, this is actually part of the speech I actually made when I was on mute and actually talking to myself that actually her brother has actually offered to make us our own theme song. That we can get rid of the bad theme songs that just seem to not play correctly.
Actually, don't you have the phone numbers? You should take the phone numbers down when people call. We could just call Corpsey.
Actually, I think she gave me her phone number.
Well, didn't you say when they come up on the queue you can see their phone line?
Yes, but I didn't write it down last week.
Oh, but think ahead. We gotta have those aces up the sleeve. This is another thing we need to do. See, I don't have access to these things yet. You will give me power later.
Oh, dear God. That just didn't sound right.
But, yes, you should. You know, of course, with their permission, I wouldn't say just, you know, invade their personal property. You know, I'd certainly be like, hey, okay, we're taking your phone number down. Hope you don't mind if we call during pony time.
Unfortunately, I can't make outgoing call from this.
But I can. And then
yeah,
I can get them to call.
Yeah, I can just see you having a list of numbers and calling random people that have called into the show. Hi, yes, you called into the show before, and you need to do that again, like right now.
Yeah, well, not only that, I'll just start calling other pony collectors I know, because I have other phone numbers. And I'll be like, all right, you need to call now. Oh, dang. This phone number is no longer in service.
I think you've called them one too many times.
Well, you know, the pony meets, again, we've been talking about pony meets now for quite a while. And I would have really loved to have heard more from other people. But it seems like a lot of people are just shy, and I'm hoping that as we go along with the show, with other episodes, you know, people are going to get more comfortable with calling in. I mean, you got to remember, with that first show, we thought that it was like all of three of us listening to the show, and come to find out there was over 100. So I think if people get to know us and know that we're really not going to necessarily copy down their phone number and call them. We just lost 50 listeners. You know, we'll start seeing, I think, some more participation. See, my dog agrees. He wants to talk.
Because actually, would you like to know what the final number, the final tally was before we actually started tonight's show?
Yes, I would love to know.
Our final tally of people listening, I don't know if it's individual people listening or what, but we had 176 listens to the first episode in which the first 39 minutes I babbled.
Wow. You know, that's not really setting the bar very high. I think we can do better than that.
Yeah, especially for me babbling for the first 39 minutes and 50 seconds before I realized, oh, my God, somebody actually called in.
And then I burst onto the scene, and you're just so happy.
Yes. Because let's just say I was about 2 seconds away from saying, you know what, that's it. I am done. This is the worst idea ever in the free world. And
so there you have it, folks. Lily Alley Cat saved My Little Pony Time Talk. We would not be here if it weren't for that 39-minute, 50-second decision. So, yes, actually, I am really surprised. So you said that was 170 what?
176 listens to the very first episode.
Which means either they were listening to it live or they actually downloaded it. Or is that just counting the downloads? It counts both, or?
It counts both. 43 of those were actually live. I actually had 43 people listening to me when I thought nobody was.
Right, so we actually, like, again, that was when we thought we had all of three people, because we had two people on the chat board or three people on the chat board, and we had, like, two people on the phone.
Yeah.
And here we had actually 40-something people live, and then another 130 people decided to go and download the show. And from what I even heard, like, looking on the boards and listening to comments and, you even got some emails. There are people that listen to that show two or three times. So, you know, what I got to say, I think we've got something here. You've got a caller. Let's check their phone line.
I think they want to talk. I'm hoping they want to talk. So let's bring them on. Hello, you're on the air.
Am I?
Yes.
I'm Cotton Candy.
Hi, Cotton Candy.
Oh, I'm
hi,
in the chat room. I'm on the MLP arena. I've never been to a meet, but I've always kind of wanted to host one.
Ooh.
Well, from talking to Joel and listening to Joel's stories, do you think that gave you a little bit more confidence about trying to start that?
A little. The only problem is that I live in Alabama, like in the south of Alabama. So the only people around here are interested in hunting, fishing, and praying.
Well, have you actually advertised? Like, you said you're on the arena, right?
Yeah.
Are you also on the trading post?
No, I've never joined there. I've just been on the arena for not quite a year, I think. But the only other person I know of that even lives near me would be Chaos Cat on the arena. I know that she lives like one county away from me. So I was thinking maybe I could talk to her and see if she wouldn't be interested in trying to help me out some.
Well, you know, the very first thing you can do is post on the arena and maybe post over there on the trading post. Say, hey, anybody in Alabama anybody near Alabama, anybody interested in coming to Alabama, or, you know, you might find somebody that's in Mississippi, you know, right across the border or something like that, and that's really how it gets started. You know, you, when you live out in a place like that, and I've been there, you don't, unfortunately, bump into somebody at the thrift store looking for ponies. But that's what's so great about the boards that we have, is that you can just go on there and say, hey, this is the state I'm in. And some of the international pony meets have gotten together that way, where people actually wound up traveling good distances to get something going. So I think, you know, I think it's very easy to do. Alabama is not Hawaii. You know, it's very accessible by land. So I think that if you just post that you're looking to get something together in Alabama, that, like I said, it only takes a few to have a really good time. So
yeah.
I think you should do it. I think you should go for it. You were on our chat boards and you were brave enough to call in. I think you can now, you are officially prepared to have a pony meet.
Yay, yeah. I can have pony meet. Fair enough.
And your number one game, you have to have Whack a Fakey. That is a traditional pony meet game.
Well,
okay,
I
what is
remember that?
That.
Whack a Fakey. Well, you know, whatever times you get those big old lots from eBay or wherever you happen to get them, there's always that pony or 20 that they thought was My Little Pony, and it really was like,
oh, God.
It was really like some monstrosity of a creature that wasn't even good enough to be sold at the dollar store, and nobody really knows where they came from. Those are the fakies.
God, I've got like half a dozen of those. Oh,
half
God.
A dozen, that's it? It's a slow week. So Whack a Fakey is our way of showing our appreciation, where you take a baseball bat, a wiffle bat, a tree limb, whatever you have handy,
my
and you whack that fakey as far as you can. And whoever whacks the fakey furthest gets the prize. It's a cheap game, it's an easy game, and it's a bonding game. So definitely, definitely a traditional pony meet game that I would highly suggest. It doesn't cost a lot of money.
I'll definitely have to do that, even in my spare time.
And you have space out there.
Oh, yeah, I
there
have 7.5 acres all to myself.
Oh, perfect. See, look at that.
We can have pony Woodstock. We are starting a whole new thing. We are going to Cotton Candy's place.
Oh, yes, definitely. Just give us a date and time. We will be out there in the mud with the ponies.
So Fairy Dragon would like to know if we've ever broken something doing the Whack-A-Fakies. Well, you see, Fairy Dragon, despite popular belief, a lot of the pony collectors are intelligent enough to know Whack-A-Fakey is not safe to do around houses, and you need to be in a certain distance. Like, if you live in an apartment complex, I wouldn't suggest doing Whack-A-Fakey. Just probably wouldn't be good. But every place that I have done it, it's been in a bit of a clearing. And you know what? Whack-A-Fakies, they don't have the kind of air that you would really hope for. I mean, they're not very aerodynamic, so they're not really going like football fields away. You know, unless, of course, you bring along your husband who happens to be like a professional baseball player, then maybe it would.
What if you use the golf club? Do you think
you can use whatever your heart desires?
Oh,
but you
nice.
See, the thing is, Whack-A-Fakey traditionally is you toss the fakey up in the air and you hit it like a baseball. However, for those that are just starting out, maybe, you know, using a golf club to get the feel of things, a pool stick, you know, on a table, we could change the rules a little bit. So, you know, whatever works, whatever's comfortable for you, yeah, definitely. Although, yeah, I'd still be careful with the golf clubs because then, you know, pony people behind you, that could be ugly.
Yeah. Maybe I'll stick to firecrackers.
Okay, we do not encourage violence and harming of ponies on this show. I'm sorry. Please understand,
okay, yes.
No personal offense. Not
but
to mention, firecrackers are dangerous, funny, but dangerous, and if any children are listening, we don't want them to get the wrong idea.
Speaking of firecrackers, I have to ask, have you seen the YouTube, I forgot what the show is called, but it was posted up, Pinkie Pie gets nuked.
We are so going off topic.
Well, we're talking about destroying ponies.
We were talking about pony meats. No, we are not. I told you we are not advertising the harming of any ponies.
But yet we're harming fakies.
But you said Pinkie Pie.
Pinkie Pie. Oh, God, don't get me started on Pinkie Pie.
Mayor Ponyville cannot get nuked, okay? No matter what your personal feelings against their latest legislation, we cannot nuke the mayor.
Okay, Nico just said it was, is it safe to microwave this? That was the show. Pinkie Pie is trying to take over the world. That is it. No. Even though I've got like 18 of them, including the dancing Pinkie Pie. And the crawling Pinkie Pie, and the stuffed 25th anniversary Pinkie Pie, and the Pinkie Pie that you get from a carnival that I almost...
So what you're saying is Pinkie Pie is having a pony meet at her house, at your house, with Pinkie Pie.
Pinkie Pie is having her own Pinkie Pie meet, yes. With the
Fantastic.
Pony that I almost fell into a box. Luckily, a guy behind me decided to grab out the back of my jeans. So I didn't get eaten alive by the stuffed animals in this huge box.
So, cotton candy. Are there any other things that you think you want to know? Any other questions we can answer that you would want to know about pony meats? That's about it?
For now.
You've never gotten, you said you've been collecting about a year now?
Oh, no, I've been on the arena for about a year. I've been collecting ever since I first started getting them. Whenever I was 4 years old, I got my first one.
Wow, and it took you that long to finally actually realize there was some online communities to be a part of.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of lurked around it for a while before I finally just couldn't not post any longer.
Do you remember what the first post was that lured you in?
I think it was actually in the customs forum. I can't remember who did it, but it was a Jack Sparrow custom, and I was just so thrilled to see that.
I do remember
that
custom. That was really well done, and unfortunately, I cannot remember it either. But we do plan to have shows about customizing, and we hope to get some of the more prominent customizers to come on and talk to us for a bit. And definitely, if anybody can remember who did that Jack Sparrow custom, I remember they even put hair in the chin. I remember them talking about how difficult that was to put hair, real pony hair, into the chin, and that would be wonderful to know because, you know, here we're talking about extolling the virtues of this amazing custom and we can't even attribute the proper name. But, yeah, mm-hmm. You know, that's awesome. So, you see, a special pony moment. You remember the moment. That you joined the community and said, yes, I am a pony collector. But, yeah, so, yeah, a pony meet is like the natural evolution of that. I mean, I think a lot of us probably have similar stories. You lurk for a while. You finally start talking to people. Next thing you know, you're meeting with people. And that's just the way it's supposed to happen. So I am very excited for you. I think... Especially since you haven't heard much about it in Alabama, I'm sure that once you get on the boards and put that out there, I'm sure you guys are going to be able to get something together because there's probably other people that will be very excited to hear about the idea of something happened in Alabama.
Because I think I've tried getting something together where I'm at in Illinois, and I've always mentioned doing it. I've just never gone through with it.
Well, you do have a required assignment now.
Can I count a coffee meeting as a pony meet?
A coffee meeting? Like as in the beverage?
As in everybody meets at a coffee house.
Yes. No, a pony meet does not have to be, you know, a pony meet is meeting other pony people. And if you guys decide to do coloring contests or whack-a-fakie and stuff like that, those are usually just ways to kind of break the ice and kind of make people feel more comfortable and you know, provide entertainment. But if you guys want to just get together at a coffee house and talk about ponies and maybe bring some stuff to show and, you know, that's a pony meet. it doesn't absolutely have to follow this strict guideline of what pony meets are. It just seems to be like, you know, once you get enough of us together, that's just kind of what happens. You know, the wackiness comes. You can't get that many pony meet people together in one place and not have something bizarre like a llama corn or a whack-a-fakey just happen. But, yeah, coffee is great. I'd do coffee, but I'm not in Illinois. But, yeah, so, yeah, again, you know, if you're intimidated at the idea of hosting and having to entertain people, then you might put that out as well, that, hey, you know, I'm just looking to maybe get together with some people, you know, and see what's out there. Let's get together at, like we were saying, the Car Red Roses in New Jersey, and they got together at the beach. And they brought pony stuff with them, and they probably did pony activities. I don't remember exactly what they did. I remember seeing pictures, and it looked like a lot of fun. But they basically just went and did, you know, a public thing. They went to the beach. So, yeah, again, you know, pony meets that come in all shapes and sizes and colors and forms. And, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about the traditional pony meet and what I think a lot of people would like to go to or what they expect when they think pony meet. But, yeah, definitely. I mean, I would still call that a pony meet. You met with other pony people.
Very good. Then maybe
but don't use that as an excuse to say, okay, I met one pony person. I've done my assignment. I expect you to really give it a good effort. So don't look for loopholes already.
Gosh darn it. You're just killing my ideas over here, darn it. See, I keep telling you, get out of my head. I didn't invite you in. At least I don't think I invited you in.
We are having another short pause for giggling.
God, what are you going to do if I ever get laryngitis?
I told you we will be getting many, many giggle tracks from you. You will give me control of the show, which we have already discussed, and I will just talk and giggle. I will just, you know, key in giggle prompt through the whole thing. It'll be great. It'll be our best show ever.
Oh, gee, thanks.
I'm just kidding. No, definitely, though, because I'm going to have to kind of have the helm when you're in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And should we ever have any kind of disconnect as a result, I'm going to really be relying heavy on the giggle track.
Yes.
Because, you know, I really, you know, I can't function without you.
And I can't function without you.
Aw, pony hugs. It's a symbiotic relationship, no matter what anybody else says.
Yes.
And one day we two shall meet.
Yes, once I've got enough time where I can actually take off for this and convention and several other things.
Illinois, you know, I don't even know how far away Illinois is. I mean, I'm always shocked at the lengths that some people do go to pony meets. Like I said, Joel has had people come from so far away. We've had Deborah Burge, who is the writer of the original first My Little Pony books, and she came all the way from Kentucky. And she also, for all of you out there, has also agreed to do this. So we're looking forward to having her on with a future show, as well as Sweet Tune, who has done the books that are also the newer pony books out there. So, amazingly enough, they all have made it to the pony meet in Maryland. And, you know, people really are looking forward to getting together with you. So if you think you're worried about, oh, it's not going to go over well, or I'm afraid that people don't want to show up, well, shoot, people are traveling many, many states just to go to pony meets. So don't let distance, you know, be anything that keeps you from, I'm sorry, distraction. My daughter just got home. Don't let the distance be intimidating. You know, you sit there and say, oh, I'm in Alabama and there's nobody anywhere around. Well, you know what? Even if there were people around, people will come to you. People will go out of their way, and they really look forward to meeting with other pony people. So and I don't think that came out as cohesively as I wanted it to. My daughter just got home. My daughter, the person that got me involved in collecting. I know I've said that a couple times, but she is the reason. 1.5 years old, stealing ponies.
No, not
from the store. From me, as I was cleaning them to sell them. She decided she wanted to keep them.
No, we both decided, no, she was not stealing them. She was rescuing them.
Right, she was adopting them. She was giving them permanent homes under her pillow.
she felt they needed to be rescued. Yes, that sounds good.
So thank you, Cotton Candy, for actually calling in.
Of course. Thanks for answering my questions.
Yeah, and feel free, if you have any more, chat them on the board, and we'll still answer them.
All right. Thank you.
And let us know, definitely. We're going to be looking on the pony boards to see if an Alabama meet happens.
All right. I'm going to look into it.
All right. Good luck.
Okay. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We had a successful caller. I'm so proud.
Yay! And it didn't take me 200 years to realize they were there.
Yes, no, that was very prompt.
You know, and unfortunately, you know, we never did quite figure out how long you were sitting out on the phone last week.
It was a while. I'd say it was probably about 10 minutes or so. We had a couple people on the boards chatting with me. I remember Aristelle was there, and Fairy Dragon, I believe, was there. And, we were talking about trying to talk to you. So it was a while. I had witnesses. But that's okay. You know, it's show number 2. We are doing much better. We only had that little hiccup in the beginning of the show, and now we know. One more technical difficulty down.
Yes. Do not let Amy mute her phone.
Yes. We're going to get Amy her own event staff so that we have to get our own technical guru over there.
Yes, you'll work my phone, okay? I'll just sit here and chit-chat. Yes.
I say all this, but then when it becomes my turn to have to do all that, we'll be lucky to have a show at all. Because then it'll be the tables will be turned, and I'll be having to try to figure all this stuff out. So we have 8 minutes left.
Oh, wow.
Yes. We're almost at the end of the show, and I know I mentioned a couple things about a couple things we have planned for some future shows. I have to line up the exact time and date for our future guests, but if not next week, then the week after that. Most definitely. And so we will definitely post on the boards what's going to happen next week.
Yeah, because we will eventually figure this out where we will know by the time we end our shows what we will be doing the following week.
Right. That is our plan, to be able to announce at the end of the show that this is what's going to happen in next week and then be able to post to the boards. And as I said, right now I just need to get the dates down, and we will be having the two authors on our show within the next 2 or 3 weeks. So if not next week, then definitely the week after that and the week after that. So we will post. And I'm looking forward to that. I think that's going to be great to be able to talk to them both and get the different stories behind the very different books that were written, which, I mean, are just fantastic. If you don't have them in your collection, you need to get them. They're both done so well. And for a lot of us, you know, just a major resource in collecting. You know, you don't always have time to be on the computer, on the internet, and looking up all these things. So to have that book right there for referencing, you know, and taking it with you to pony meets or wherever you need to go, and or just out pony hunting. I mean, those books are just invaluable.
Oh, yes. I definitely agree. I mean, I got mine first, and it basically saved my butt. Because I ended up with a lot of accessories, and I kind of stared at it kind of like, what do I do now?
So yeah, those books do come in very much, very much handy.
Yes, and there are so many stories behind them as well. So I'm very fortunate. I'm going to see Sweet Tune Summer, the gal that writes the books for the G3s and a lot of the other pony books, the inventory books. And so I'll get to meet up with her again tomorrow, and I'll be able to pin her down for an exact date. And it's very exciting. It's great to see those books in person and have them. And they're just, you know, when you're having a pony moment and you don't have that pony that you really want, you have beautiful, beautiful pictures to look at. They both have taken such really good pictures that it's that alone, just for the cinematic, or not cinematic, the photographic quality alone, that you can ooh and ah, and the pages are laminated in case you drool over your grill. So
I do.
There's a protective coating, so definitely.
I can vouch for that.
Yes, I know you're going to be very excited to talk to Summer because you are a huge fan of her books.
Oh, yeah. Hers are the books I have, and actually I had her original inventory book that mysteriously disappeared at the same time that my baby cotton candy disappeared. So I think she took off, and she took my book with her. I think she took off on the road and decided to take
it. You can only wonder what she saw in that book that she felt she had to go find.
Yes. She best her to bring me back something real nice.
Jacket. Gone this long, darn it. Better bring back Rosie Posey.
No kidding. Unless she was very jealous because I had the other baby's accessories and I had her diaper. And that's it. Maybe that was it.
She got very jealous. You need to get the book.
Yes, I need to find her, even though I have replaced her since then.
You replaced Baby Cotton Candy?
Yes.
And not the book?
I replaced the book.
Oh, okay.
I replaced it with a better version. With the picture version. So, but looks like we've only got about 2 minutes left. And do we have anything else?
No, just would love to hear from everybody what they thought of the show. Any suggestions, comments, things you'd like to see on future shows, please. You know, we have our PM and our emails on the boards. We're both on the Trading Post and the My Little Pony Arena, as well as we have an email as well through the My Little Pony Talk blog.
Yes.
So there's plenty of ways to get a hold of us, and we'd be more than happy to try and implement your show ideas, and we'd give you credit too. Hey, so-and-so says they really wanted a show on customization and wanted this particular customizer on, and we were able to do it, and thank you for that suggestion. So we have no problem taking your ideas and giving you credit for them too, although, you know, no money, unfortunately. So, you know, but you get the little kudos and the pat on the back.
Yes, that's about all we can give you. So, well, I guess for now, all we can say is goodbye till next week.
Yes, and we will be back next week. And are we going to be doing this at the same time? I believe this is the time slot that we're going to be keeping.
Yes, we will be keeping this time slot of 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Fantastic. Wow, we're getting into a regular schedule. And we will also post on the boards to let you know how many people were listening. And please tell your friends that you can obviously come down and download this episode and support our cause so that we can have world domination.
Yes, that is what we are looking for, along with Pinkie Pie. So till next week, Pony bye-byes.
Thank you. The Lally Cat signing off.
And Pandora Rose, good night.
Night night.
This is Game on All, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye bye.